Bro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. Donald Trump's confirmed his talks with the Russian president in Alaska on Friday will not include Volodymyr Zelensky. The US president's described it as a feel-out meeting and could see land swaps to end the war. Our US correspondent David Blevins at the White House says Mr. Trump's expectations still seem relatively high.
He says he believes Vladimir Putin wants to see an end to the war, and he believes he'll be able to make an assessment very quickly because, in his words, that's what he does. Make deals. That's why he says he believes he'll know within 2 minutes of coming face to face with the Russian president for the first time since 2019.
The United Nations has called for an independent investigation into the killings of 6 journalists in Gaza. Israel says it was a targeted attack, accusing one reporter of being a Hamas terror cell leader, which his employer Al Jazeera strongly denies. 3 children have been arrested on suspicion of murdering a man on the Isle of Sheppey in Kent. A girl and 2 boys aged 16 and under are in custody. 2 brothers have each been jailed for 3 years for their part in rioting outside a hotel housing asylum seekers near Rotherham. The judge described Scott and Jason Maguire as being at the forefront of the mob. Campaigners fear plans to tighten up road safety laws have missed a chance to protect young people. Included in the proposals are mandatory eye tests for the over 70s in England and Wales, but there's no mention of restricted licences or passenger limits for new drivers. The AA's called it a major oversight. But Health Secretary Wes Streeting insists the government's approach will save lives.
It cannot be right that the NHS is hit with a £2 billion a year bill because we are not taking road safety seriously enough.
An early stage vaccine trial for pancreatic cancer patients appears to have slowed down the progression of the disease. US researchers say early findings are remarkable. People with the disease have some of the poorest survival rates because it's often only detected at an advanced stage. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Bars.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. More foreign criminals will have to leave the UK before their appeals have been heard. The UK government is expanding its Deport Now, Appeal Later scheme to 15 more countries, including India, Bulgaria and Australia. Justice Minister Alex Davis-Jones insists it'll help free up prison spaces in Wales and England.
It is up to that country of origin what they do with that individual. But what is important is that they will not be costing the taxpayer £54,000, which is what it costs to house a prisoner here in England and Wales, and they will not be taking up space in our prisons, which we desperately need.
It comes as the number of prisoners reaches its highest level in nearly a year. Fire crews spent more than 5 hours tackling the blaze on farmland in Bowie. They were called out to an incident on Argyle Lane yesterday afternoon involving vegetation, tyres, containers and farm machinery. Nearby residents were told to keep their windows and doors closed. It's not known how the fire started. A search is continuing for a convicted killer after he fails to return to prison. Vincent Lee was granted temporary leave from the open Sudbury jail in Derbyshire. He's serving a life sentence for the murder of Anne Worrall at her Merthyr home in 1986. The 63-year-old also absconded from Cardiff Prison in 2018. Now, sport, and the Wales squad has been named for the Women's Rugby World Cup. Co-captain Alex Callander is named despite suffering an ankle injury in their second test defeat to Australia earlier this month. Kate Williams will share skipper duties when Sean Lynn's side kick off their campaign against Scotland in Salford. Football, and Britain Ferry Lance Sowell kicked off the new Cymru Premier season with a shock 3-0 victory over the New Saints. Former Lantwick major striker Tom Walters was among the scorers against the reigning champions. Pressure's now building on TNS boss Craig Harrison after they failed to qualify for Europe over the summer.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I'd be weak. This is Borough Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So what have we got to do? We've got a bumper action of sport from around the Vale, and we're going to be bringing you a selection of football results from your teams in the Vale. We're also going to be dipping into the cricket to see how their matches have been getting on, particularly with the fantastic weather we've been having this weekend. We're also going to be looking at other sports from around the Vale that you may not normally hear me talking about. But if there is a sport you think I should be talking about here at Bro, then what you need to do is get in touch with me on the email, and that's sport@broradio.fm. And that's sport@broradio.fm. And tell me all about the sport that you think people of the Vale would love to hear about. Tell me why the sport is so fantastic and why you enjoy it so much. And I could even invite you along to Bro Radio, and you could tell me and everyone from around the Vale what you think so fantastic about this sport and why you love this sport so much. All that and more here to come at Bro.
We know illusion. Try to click with what you got. Taste every potion. Cause if you like yourself a lot, go let it out. Oh,
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to turn our attention to football as Barrytown United kicked off the new Cymru Premier League campaign with a 2-0 win over newly promoted Llanelli on Friday night. Steve Jenkins' men arrived at Stebbenheath Park for the Gary Lloyd Cup, aiming to build on last weekend's League Cup win. With the returning George Radcliffe in goal and Keston Davis handed his first club debut. Llanelli, returning to the Welsh top flight after 6 years, have signed three ex-Barry players, with both keeper Mike Lewis and defender Harrison Bright making their first league start in red. Davis went close to making an immediate impact early on when his shot from distance narrowly went wide. While both Radcliffe and Lewis made fine saves to deny from close range, Ben Magidson broke the deadlock with his first goal of the Cymru Premier season on 17 minutes. Heading home from Owen Cudahy's well-taken corner. And Barry grew to make the first half their own with Ollie Hulbert twice clearing the crossbar before Yian Owen doubled the lead on the stroke of half-time with a low drive from a Robbie Wilmot's cross to beat Lewis. The second half was a relatively muted affair, with Ryan Kavanagh's early effort from a Hulbert pass sailing wide of the net, while Llanelli's nearest effort saw Danny Williams slot the ball wide from a Tristan Jenkins cross. The closing stages did yield a superb save from Lewis to block a close-range header from Owen, but Barry had done enough for their first 3 points of the season. And the two sides will meet again at Jenner Park or in the third round of the Nathaniel MG Cup next month. But first, Barry will turn their attentions to a home clash with Colwyn Bay next Saturday, and that's a 12:30 kickoff. And Llantwit Major were in action in the Cymru South in their first away game of the season, and they were beaten 2-1 at Ammanford. Manager Carl Lewis is yet to earn his first win since returning to Windmill Lane, despite a battling performance at the Rec on Friday night. Ammanford had the early edge of possession and went closest to taking the lead after 13 minutes when Kane Draper fouled debutant Dan John, only for the Llantwit keeper to deny Adam John from the penalty spot. But the forward made amends 5 minutes later from a counter-attack, blasting the ball past Draper to put the hosts ahead. As the game opened up, both sides carved out chances, though the hosts continued to dominate, even after Draper saved another penalty moments after a mistimed challenge on Dan John. Llantwit pressed hard in the early in the second half, but a defensive lapse allowed Dan John to put Ammanford 2-0 up after 54 minutes, from a superb assist from Adam Orme. Major needed to step up quickly, and again from the penalty spot, Conor Goldsworthy brought them back into the game on 63 minutes, with his first goal since rejoining the 2022 Cymru South champions. Goldsworthy had a chance to level yet again from the penalty spot on 76 minutes, only to be denied by Ammanford keeper Luke Martin. A stoppage time free kick went begging as Major slipped to their third straight defeat in all competitions. And their attentions now turn to next Saturday when Carmarthen Town visit Windmill Lane, and that's a 2:30 kickoff. Also on Friday in the Cymru South, Kyron Ely were in action and they were at home to Tree Thomas Bluebirds, and they drew that match 1-1. Danny Griffiths' goal early in the second half broke the deadlock, but a few minutes later he received his second yellow card, leaving Kyron Ely a player down for just over 30 minutes of the game. Jay Thomas did get the equaliser for the away side. Kyron Ely are 6th in their league, and next for them they've got an away game on Saturday to Cardiff Draconians. And also on Saturday, Ely Rangers went down 4-0 to Pontyclun. Two first-half goals, one from James Grono and another from Michael Jones, put the home side into a commanding lead. Then another James Grono goal in the second half sealed Ely Rangers' fate before substitute Ben Price added a fourth. Ely Rangers are 13th in their league with a home game on Wednesday to club Cymric before welcoming Tree Thomas Athletic Weston next Saturday. And also last Saturday, Dinners Palace were in action against Vale United. They went head-to-head and they shared the points there with a 1-1 draw. Jack Preston got the goal for the home team and Adam Priest rescued a point for Vale United. And Dinners Palace are one place above Vale United in sixth in the league. And next up for Dinners Palace, they're away to AFC Penrith Iber. And Cardiff Airport beat South Gower 3-1 on Saturday. Jack Davis started the scoring for Cardiff Airport with a second added by Curtis Scotto-Debusco before half-time. Theo Richards added a third from the penalty spot and Jack Jones scored a consolation goal for South Gower. And next up for Cardiff Airport, on Wednesday they've got a home match against Tree Herbert Boys and Girls and then on Saturday they're away to AFC Llwchoed. And that's your football from around the Vale, but I do know from my time walking around that there are a lot of Liverpool supporters in the Vale, particularly in the Barry area, and the English Premier League is nearly starting, and there was the Community Shield. I almost called it the Charity Cup then. I think that that shows my age a little bit there. But it was the Community Shield, and they took on Crystal Palace, and that match drew 2-2, with Crystal Palace eventually beating the Premier League champions 3-2 on penalties. So first little bit of silverware there for in the English system as well. Not a great start to the season for the defending English Premier League champions Liverpool. But moving back to the Vale, we're going to bring you a selection of results from the cricket around the Vale here on Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
The summer holidays are here, and this year Vale of Glamorgan Council has more summer fun for families than ever before. The programme's been created by our Family Information Service, council departments and partner organisations, and the best bit? Much of it is totally free. Whether your kids enjoy tennis, dance, football, dinosaurs, gymnastics, movies, monsters, puppets, crafting or nature, there are fun free events at venues right across the county. We could even help you source childcare. See the full programme of summer events at valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/FIS.
Tea Haven Children's Hospice invites you to join us as we walk to remember this September. Our sponsored coastal walk takes you from Barry to Cold Knapp and back again. And it's a chance to honour the memory of a loved one while making sure no family lives their child's short life alone. Tea Haven's fully accessible walk to remember is on Saturday, September the 6th, and registration is open now. So sign up today via teahaven.org.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs. And we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel with DG Window Services. a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
I'm talking to you, come on.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to go around the grounds with what happened in the cricket for the teams around the Vale. And we're going to start off with the Vale Cricket Club. So the Vale County Cricket Club's first 11, they were away to Newbridge's first 11 and they lost that match by one wicket. The Vale's second 11, they were at home to Penarth's third 11 and they lost that by seven runs. The Vale's third 11 were away to Abercorn's second 11 and they won that by 115 runs. And the Vale's fourth 11 were at home to Penarth's fifth 11 and they won that by 35 runs. And then on Sunday, the Vale's women 11, they were at home to Carmarthenshire's Regional Junior Cricket Association women's first 11 and they lost that by 5 wickets. So coming up next week this week now for the Vale Cricket Club. The first and at home in Corntown to Radder's second 11. Vale's second 11 are away to Barry Athletics' second 11. And the Vale's third 11 are at home, and that's Wick Village Green to Blinder's second 11. And the Vale's fourth 11 are away to Abertillery's second 11. So, Barry Athletic first 11, they were at home this weekend to Macken's first 11 and they lost that match by 7 wickets. And Barry's second 11, they were away to Pontegg's second 11 and they lost that match by 8 wickets. But coming up for Barry Athletic, their firsts, they're away to the Miskin Manor's second 11. And as we know, Barry Athletic's second 11, they're going to be playing at home against the Vale second 11. And moving over to Penarth. So Penarth's first 11, they were at home to the Mumbles' first 11 and they won that match by 2 wickets. Penarth's second 11, they were away to Liz Vane's first 11 and they lost that match by 173 runs. Penarth's third 11, they were away to the Vale's second 11 and they won that match by 7 runs. And Penarth's fourth 11 were at home to Craiger's second 11, winning that match by 213 runs. And Penarth's fifth 11, they were away, as we know, to the Vale's fourth 11, and they lost that match by 35 runs. So coming up next for Penarth Cricket, first 11, they're away to Carmarthen Wanderers' first 11, and Penarth's second 11, they're at home to Whitchurch and Heath's first 11. Penarth's third 11, they're away to Malpas second 11, and Penarth's fourth 11, they're away to Pontminster and Crosskeys second 11. So that's your selected cricket results from around the Vale. And again, this weekend was one of those where it was glorious sunshine as well. So let's hope that we can keep the weather there so we can get these outdoor matches can continue to be played. And it's always nicer anyway, isn't it, when the sun's shining. But again, when the sun is out like that, we do need to take precautions, especially when we're playing and when we're watching sports. So just make sure that we've got hydrated hats if you need it. Like me, I burn quite easily, so I always need to make sure I've got a hat on, and I always need to make sure that I've got the eau de suntan lotion. So that's all you'll be able to smell is suntan lotion when I'm around in weather like this. But it's all there to protect me, because anyone like me, if they do burn easily, I don't deal with it really that well. So, but even if you're not playing or taking part in sport, even if you're just walking around, if you do feel it's too hot, I always say, especially in temperatures like this, make sure you look after yourself, particularly if you're not playing sports as well. Up next, Bro, we're going to be bringing you some other sports that we don't normally talk about here at Bro. Here to come. This is your Monday night sports show with me, Mike Fowler, at Bro Radio. And Barry Athletics Bowls Club enjoyed a double success with both men's senior triples and open pairs crowned champions after a tightly contested county finals. The triples team of Scott Howell, David Townsend and Peter Rogers retained the trophy won the previous year, despite Rogers suffering an ankle injury shortly before the finish. The Vale of Glamorgan Bowls Association match at Maesteg played for much of the time in the rain, finished at 9:30 p.m. as darkness fell. It was wet and slippery Valley's night. My foot went over in a deep ditch and my weight went on it, said Rogers, but the boys pulled me through and I'm grateful to them. If the injury had happened much earlier, the Athletic Triples, who beat Pontcymer 19-18 after an extra end, would have been forced to concede the match. We were in a four county finals last year and we only came away with one title, said Rogers. This year, we're one from one and that's a vast improvement. I've come off wet, dark greens on an unsuccessful end of things many times, so it's nice to make the sacrifice and get something for it. The pairs team of Russell Harris and Paul Swanick, who beat Ely opponents 22-20 the following day, only came together at the start of the competition. Swanick had entered and was looking for a partner. I had a partner, but he left the club, said Harris, so it was suggested I partner Swanick. And it turned out very well. Harris had hoped for double success, but later the same day he was beaten 21-11 in the open singles, while Jack Killen was beaten 21-18 in the under-25 singles. Both Harris and Killen lost to Ely opponents. And Chris Watley, who rarely enters county competitions, lost a tight match 14-10 in the two-wood singles to Paul Hockin of Kyra. And I'll be replaying the game over missed opportunities, he said, but two wood hopefully will give me a good foundation for a lead play over the next couple of years. So that's good success there in the bowls there for the Barry Athletic Club. And another little bit of good news is the former Wales captain Sophie Ingle has rejoined Bristol City on a two-year deal. And she did miss most of last season due to an ACL injury she picked up during the pre-season game last September. Ingle recovered in time to reach the Wales squad for the Euros, and she only made a fleeting appearance at their major tournament debut in Switzerland. But she now returns to Ashton Gate and her club formerly known as Bristol Academy, where she did captain the squad from 2014 to 2015 season and made 27 appearances. Her new contract with the WSL 2 side, led by head coach Charlotte Healy, includes an option for a further year. Ingle did tell the club website, after speaking to Charlotte and everything that the club offers, both on and off the pitch, it felt like a good fit. The club wants to get promoted and I love winning. It's going to be tough in this league, but I want to get back to playing the best I can and offer as much as I can for the team. Ingle's first spell at Bristol ended after one season with relegation from the women's top flight. But having been named the club's player of the season, interest from other clubs grew. Before the end of the year, Ingle had signed for Liverpool, where she remained before returning to Chelsea in 2018. So that's good that our Landock midfielder has actually back playing, especially after an ACL injury on there. So that's good news there. And there's more news in women's football as well. And that's that the FAW they've launched a review into the future of the ADRAM Premier. The league will get its first ever bespoke strategy next year as the governing body aims to build on Wales's major tournament debut when the women Welsh women were in the Euros in Switzerland. Currently there are eight teams, which include Barry Town United, who have played at the top level since The league was relaunched in 2021, and a consultancy firm has been hired to lead the review, which will focus on the quality of the Adran Premier, engagement with the fans and local community, and the commercial landscape. Wales's Euros debut saw Rhian Wilkinson's side exit at the group stage after three defeats against the Netherlands, England and France. But as such, the Adram League was not represented at the tournament, with Gwalior goalkeeper Laura O'Sullivan-Jones missing due to an ACL injury. Jack Sharp, the FAW's head of domestic leagues, has added that the UEFA Women's Euros has been a once-in-a-generation catalyst for the development of women and girls football in Wales, and our continued investment in the Adram Premier to carve out a long-term vision for the league stands as a central pillar to the legacy of Cymru competing out in Switzerland this summer. And it's vital that talented footballers in Wales can see a clear, sustainable pathway to a career within our domestic game through the next phase of our growth of the league. So it's all good things coming there, sort of around Welsh football. It'll be interesting to see the what the review there and what comes out from it. But next up, bro, we're going to have a very quick look at the Women's Rugby World Cup that starts in a little over a week's time here at Bro.
This is
Bro Radio. Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
This summer, we're going on tour across the Vale of Glamorgan. Join Celia and the Bro Radio team as we broadcast live from towns and villages across the county each Wednesday from 12 till 2. We'll be speaking to local organisations and businesses, showcasing the best of the Vale of Glamorgan and giving you the chance to spin to win. Keep listening to find out where we'll be next. The 6 weeks of summer with Chris Davies' Estate Agents, a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for five decades. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
There's never been a better time to join Penarth Athletic Club. With membership starting at just £20, enjoy a great family-friendly atmosphere. We hold regular events and great food is often available from our band of pop-up restaurant friends. Why not book your next private party or function with us and celebrate your special occasion with hassle-free catering and entertainment available too. Penarth Athletic Club. Call or text us on our dedicated reservation number 077 612 46809 or find us on Facebook at Penarth Athletic Club.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Turn the music. the club, give me a run. If you ready to move, say yeah. One time for your mind, say yeah. Well, I'm ready for it. Come, let me show you. You want to groove, I'ma show you how to move. Come. Mr. DJ, some funny replay. Mr. DJ, won't you turn the music up? All the girls on the dance floor wanting some more. Come, Mr. DJ, won't you turn the music up? Come, Mr. DJ, some funny replay. Mr. DJ, won't you turn the music up? All the girls on the dance floor wanting some more. Come, Mr. DJ, won't you turn the music up? Hey, mister, please, Mr. DJ, tell me if you hear me. Turn the music up. Hey, mister. Hey, mister. Please, Mr. DJ, tell me if you hear me. Turn the music up. It goes one by one, even two by two. Everybody in the club when we rocking, when I'm through. Let the bass from the speakers run through your sneakers. Move both your feet and run to the beat. Come, run, 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 run. Everybody move, run. Let me see you move, run. Rock it to the groove, done. Shake it till the moon becomes the sun. Everybody in the club, give me a run. If you ready to move, say yeah. One time for your mind, say yeah, yeah. Well, I'm ready for it. Come, let me show you. You want to groove, I'ma show you how to move. Mr. DJ, some funny replay. Mr. DJ, won't you turn the music up? All the girls on the dance floor wanting some more. Come, Mr. DJ, won't you turn the music up? Come, Mr. DJ, some funny replay. Mr. DJ, won't you turn the music up? All the girls on the dance floor wanting some more. Come, Mr. DJ, won't you turn the music up? Hey, mister.
Hey, mister.
Please, Mr. DJ, tell me if you hear me. Turn the music up right now. Up right now.
Okay, everybody get down if you feel me. Put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Come and put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Put your hands up to the ceiling. Everybody get down if you feel me. Come and put your hands up to the ceiling.
Mr. DJ, some funny replay.
Hey, Mr. DJ, some funny replay.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I love an international tournament, and rugby is one of my top sports as well. So international rugby tournament coming up, and that starts on the 22nd of August. We have to wait one extra day for that. So in the Women's Rugby World Cup, Wales take on Scotland on Saturday the 23rd of August. But that does include at the moment our co-captain Alex Callender. She's been included, but there is a concern over an ankle injury that she picked up earlier this month. She did limp off just 4 minutes into the second test against Australia on the 1st of August before returning to the sidelines on crutches. So I hope that's not anything too serious. But with an international tournament coming up, and it's being held in England. So the first match there is on the Friday night, and that's England versus the USA. And then on the Saturday, we've got the Wales are taking on Scotland, and that's a 3:15 kickoff. So that's that'll be a really good game as well. That's going to be in the Salford Community Stadium. But Wales always seem to have good matches against Scotland. The last couple of times, Scotland seem to have just had the upper hand on Wales. But let's just remember, Wales, although they did lose the second test against Australia out in Australia, they did beat them in the first test as well. So very capable of beating teams sort of around them as well. And Wales are currently around 10th in the world in the women's rankings as well. But it's going to be a really interesting It's going to be a really interesting match, and I'm tournament I'm really looking forward to, because they'll also win a pool alongside Fiji and Canada. So I think that's going to be really exciting games there to watch, and let's hope they can get through to the knockout stages there and pull off a few surprises on the way. But that's really what's looking forward to coming up in the international rugby scene here at Bro. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we do like to bring you these sports from around the Vale. So if there is a sport that I'm not talking about that you think I should be talking about, then just get in touch with me using the email sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can look for Bro Radio on the social media sites and drop us a message and tell me all about the sport that you find so fantastic that you really think everyone else in the Vale should be should hear about, and maybe even they should take part in. And better still, I could even ask you to come along to Bro Radio and you could tell me all about the sport and why you find it so fantastic and why you think people of the Vale need to know about this sport. Just bear in mind, I will be quizzing you on all the rules or laws of the game, because that's the kind of thing that I like to do. I like to know the laws so I know what I can get away with here, the Edit Pro. But unfortunately, no extra time for me in tonight's show. But up next on Bro, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis, as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed-price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do. Even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
Oes gennych chi ystafell sbar yn eich tŷ a lle sbar yn eich calon? Os oes, gallwch ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywydau. Mae cynllun cysylltu bywydau Bro Morgannwg yn darparu gofal byr dymor a seibiannau hir dymor I bobl leol sy'n byw gyda ganghenion cymorth ychwanegol. Mae'n ffordd wych o weithio gartref gan y byddwch yn derbyn dros 400 punt y pen yr wythnos. Gall bron unrhyw un ddod yn ofalwr cysylltu bywydau, felly dysgwch fwy a gwnewch gais heddiw yn valeshedlives.co.uk.
Do you know a budding young singer, songwriter or performer? Entries for Search for a Star are open now. The two winners will perform on stage at Glastonbury Juniors 2026. Find out more and upload your entry via broradio.fm/search. Search for a Star, brought to you by Bro Radio and Mac Events.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This